in the village. Sister Johanna is our head counselor, and so she's going to come and tell us what you're doing. Thank you.
I really like that song that the Cottage sang. It was wonderful. I got a chance to hear them practice last night while they came in, and just for a short while. But even in that 5 minutes that they were here practicing, that song's been going through my head. And it's awesome. Come and see what God has done. And then later it says, come and see what God can do. Mm-hmm. And so what has God done for us this period? God has done so many things already. We can see him working in small ways and in big ways. The first way is that he brought, like Brother John said, our counselors are one of our biggest gifts. And that's one of the things that God has done. He's brought a wonderful group of counselors together. We had very little to do with it. So we're thankful. And what else has God done? God has given us a spirit of joy in the village. One of our biggest prayers for this period is that though we don't have quite as much time, I don't want to make a big deal out of it because we really have enough time, it's fine. It's that God would bind us together in such a way that we don't need to spend the first few days figuring each other out or wondering, oh, who's this person next to me? God has been doing an amazing job of giving us that spirit of joy. And so I thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your continuing prayers for the village. And come and see what God can do. So we're looking forward to seeing what God is going to accomplish in all of our lives, counselors and girls alike. Our theme for this period is rooted, love sown, grace grown. We have an awesome example in the Bible of how God wants us to be rooted in his love. Of course, we think of trees, right? Trees and plants have roots. And there are these firm truths that we want our girls to know so that they can be rooted firm, deep in God's love, in those specific truths that are going to guide us and keep us grounded when there are changing circumstances or changing ideas around us, when winds come, other things like that we stay firm and secure. And so that's what our memory work is about. And yeah, we did do memory work. We got it pretty good. We did our memory work, and we have that example for us, and we have a song just about all those firm truths that we know and that we're going to hold secure. So thank you for your prayers, and
so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Ephesians 3:17-4:6.
Song you should. All day Christ alone. So when you go back to your rooms or wherever later, look it up. It takes us through the incredible message of the gospel, really, and brings us to that final place of victory. Thank you for sharing that with us this morning. We've been blessed. We have a few announcements that we'd like to make, and we want to receive an offering this morning. This is the only offering that we take here at camp is on Sundays, and it's for our children. There are some throughout the summer that would not be able to come to camp as campers if not for those who give, and we use these Sunday offerings to go towards scholarships for children, young people, so that they can be here and be part of what you're seeing today. And so I'm going to ask our ushers to come in just a moment. If you're not prepared to give now and you're here on grounds, you can give any time during the week. I don't know if there's a place online to give yet, but there is. Mm-hmm. So you can do it on your phone when you leave or at home, and you can give directly on the camp website. But we thank you for your giving, for your heart, for these children and teenagers. We pray God's blessing upon you. I want to forget what announcements I need to make. We have lunch, normal time, 12:30 today, lunch / dinner at 12:30. So you'll have a little bit of time when we're done here in this meeting to visit the cabins and the campers, see where they've been, what they're doing up here on this end of camp, and then make your way down for 12:30 for dinner. This afternoon, before that, some of you who may be here as guests just for the day and just for the meal, if you need to pay for that, see Sister Min. Sister Elsie, I'm sorry. She's right here on the end, and that'd be great. So this afternoon, there's a prayer meeting at 4 o'clock for those up in Watch Rock, if you'd like to join us for that time. And again, I encourage you, see where the campers are, visit their cabins on the way down before our lunch dinner time at 12:30, and bless them. They're excited to show you where they live and what they're doing. I'm going to ask you to stand, and we'll sing number 44 in our white hymnal. This is a camp theme song. If you're up in Watch Rock and your windows are open, you'll hear this song being played every morning at 8 o'clock. Maybe you don't know what song that is, but this is it. Holiness Unto the Lord. It's the theme of camp, and I like to sing it on the Sundays that we're together. So 44, I'm going to ask, as we sing this, that the offering you receive, God bless you as you give.